Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of the double Parsha Tazria Metzora, we have 15 psukim. This aliyah is Shishi of Parsha Tazria when it is read by itself. And the aliyah continues the halachot of Tzara'at. In this aliyah specifically, the Torah tells us about Tzara'at that appears on a bald spot, and also about Tzara'at that appears white with some red in it as well. And then the Torah, in this aliyah, moves on to the halachot of Tzara'at, not on one's body, but on one's clothing. In this aliyah, when the Torah concludes the halachot of Tzara'at on one's body, the Torah tells us what this person must do. It's in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Vav. Kol Yemei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma, Tamehu Badad Yeshev Michutz Lamachane Moshavo. When, as long as this person is Tamei, he must sit alone outside of the camp, outside of the city. And the Gemara in Masechet Arachin Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet asks the following question. We have many examples in the Torah of people who are Tamei, but there's only one. Our person in our aliyah, in our pasuk, only one has to sit alone. Badad Yeshev Michutz LaMachane Moshavo. In other words, he doesn't just sit outside of camp Michutz LaMachane Moshavo, but Badad Yeshev. Excuse me, he's not even allowed to sit together with other people who are Tameh. He must sit completely alone. And we must ask, why? Why is that? Why must he sit completely alone? He's already out of the camp. He's already out of the city. Why can't he and the other people with Tzara'at live together? This question is asked and answered beautifully by Rav Zalman Sarutskin. He died in 1966. And it's found in his sefer on the Chumash called Oznaim LaTorah. This is what Rav Sarutskin says. Excuse me. The Gemara there in Arachin tells us that one of the causes for the punishment of Tzara'at is for the sin of Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, "Who hivdil bein ish leishto bein ish lereyehu lefikach amra Torah badad yeshev." The Gemara says that he, through his lashon hara, divided, God forbid, split, God forbid, between a husband and a wife, and between people and their friends, and therefore the Torah says he must sit alone. How is that Gemara understood? Says Rav Sarutskin. Excuse me. When a person speaks lashon hara, they put themselves at the center of the universe. Maybe they think somebody wronged them, or maybe they think somebody cheated them. It's also possible that they simply think that by speaking Lashon Hara, they'll be perceived by their listeners as being in the know, or perceived by their listeners as being better than the other person. Whatever the reason, they place themselves at the center, higher than anyone else. Their kavod is worth more than the other person. Their self-interests take precedence over the other person. Their needs are more important than the other person's job or reputation or family or peace of mind. And that is what the Gemara means here. Hu hivdil bein ish l'ishto bein ish l'reyehu. I don't care what happens as long as I am special, as long as I'm perceived as being special. If that's the case, then the best cure, so to speak, is for this malady of Lashon Hara, the best cure is to place this person, this chronic speaker of Lashon Hara, this selfish person, to place this person away from everyone else. Basically, in solitary confinement. Eventually, says Rav Sarutskin, this person will long for interaction with other people. He or she will begin to appreciate that they are not the only person in the world, that they actually need other people. They value other people. They'll want to hear what other people have to say and be grateful for everything that other people do for them and mean for them. In other words, they had no love for other people. That's how they came to speak Lashon Hara in the first place. And their sitting alone for even a short while will create and instill the very love for others that he has, until now, been sorely lacking. Have an amazing day, everyone.